This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We all know that banks and other lenders look at credit reports to figure out what interest rate you're going to pay on something, everything from car loans to mortgages. But those scores are finding their way into all kinds of calculations, including lately cell phone providers and cable companies using them to set fees and prices. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that story.
It's called risk-based pricing, and companies are required to notify customers when they use it. Recently, the cell phone provider Sprint settled with the Federal Trade Commission for almost $3 million.
This is our second risk-based pricing rule case in less than 2 years.
Matthew Wilshire is a lawyer for the FTC. Now, Sprint didn't admit any wrongdoing in the case. It involved how Sprint notified subprime customers being charged an extra $8 a month. Wilshire says companies using this type of pricing have to tell you why you're being charged more.
The notice should include information about where they got your credit score from and why your credit score might have been lower than it otherwise would be.
That notice can tip consumers off to check their credit report. Ed Merzwinski is with the U.S. Public Research Interest Group. He says this type of pricing is becoming more common.
Years and years ago, a credit report was used to make a yes-no decision. Now, more and more consumers pay based on their credit score, and everybody might pay a different amount.
But sometimes credit reports and scores can be misleading and riddled with errors. Pamela Banks is with Consumers Union. She says when companies don't fully explain things, customers just see a higher bill.
And so consumers are faced with these charges, but unfortunately, they don't even know it's happening.
Banks and the FTC say read the fine print. And if there's a fee you don't understand on a monthly bill, ask. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.